Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Got you jamming. How about some gold medals? Yesterday we asked you, what would you win a gold medal in the Olympics if it were an event? Sarah said, Mean Mommy Gold. Allison said, drinking Chardonnay. There's an event. Kendra said, eye rolling. You know, you learn that as a kid. By the time you're a teenager, you could probably qualify for the Olympics, rolling your eyes. Mm-hmm. My mom used to say, they're going to roll right out of your head. Charlene said, peanut butter. Okay. Michelle said, giving my opinion. I love that. And Jane said, being the best grandma in the world. I hope you are, Jane. Olympic highlights from last night and yesterday, or is it today? I don't even know. It's 13 hours away. I'm totally confused, but as you heard Rob, the Sports Center, and Mark talking, yesterday was a big swimming day, especially for Caleb Dressel.
Dressel by a tenth at the turn. His Chalmers down there at 3 tenths back. Dressel trying to hang on down the stretch here in the final 25 meters. Dressel's got the lead above him. It's Kolesnikov coming on just a little back. Dressel is losing some ground.
Uh-oh. Yeah, with a time of 47.02, a new Olympic record, by the way, Caleb Dressel wins gold in the men's 100 free. Meanwhile, 800, a surprise for the U.S.
From Ukraine, making a move, Bobby Fink's up there.
Bobby Fink in fifth place, and here he comes. Wow is right. If you were watching swimming yesterday, you saw that excitement. U.S. winning gold twice, and the medal count goes on. We'll have our heavy medal count coming up later on this morning. You guys seem to enjoy that. I think it's totally stupid, but hey, we'll do it. It's all good. We'll do it. It's all right here for you. Viral comedy and some more food on the way. Morgan in the Morning, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, listen to it now, look it up later. It is really weird. A mashup of music between The Temptations, one of my favorite bands of all time, and Black Sabbath. Not so much. The source clip is a couple years old, but it's making the rounds now. That is amazing.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
You betcha. Isn't it cool to have your own parade? Well, it is when you're 93 years old and you're a decorated World War II veteran. It happened in Florida. He was surprised to see a Marine battalion marching by his window.
I can't find a word. I'm so shocked that my daughters have been telling me all day, don't ask any questions. It's just unthinkable. What a thrill.
They saluted and they celebrated the life of Peter Rivolo, 93 years old and a World War vet. I love stories like that. That's good news. And how about some lost money getting returned?
I see there's an envelope on the ground. It said Reverend Dennis on the outside. There was no last names. It just said from Christina and Dave. So that's when I contacted my friend's mom, who's good at searching for people online.
We're desperately trying to find the owners of the card. You know, please let us know if that's you. It was incredible that she even saw the cash and wanted to return it, but then that they went to so much trouble to find us was just really, really incredible.
That is incredible and good news. And grab your milk money. There's a new grocery and milk store coming to that little strip mall in Sealands Grove along Market Street. You remember that junky-looking strip mall? Well, it's all been rebuilt. It's going to contain a fitness center, a financial center, and a grocery store. That's good news. Yeah, it is.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
WQKX. I'd love good news. If you have any good local news to report, feel free to send it to us or the WKOK newsroom, and we'll make it part of good news every single morning. How is that? I'm thinking it's great. Stay with us. More to come, including more viral comedy, birthday buddies, and if you had a choice of two foods.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All right, Rob, the Sports Center on the way with the Olympic news, all of it swimming. Let's take a look at the medal count, or as we do here on the morning show, the heavy medal count.
USA, 13 gold medals!
Yeah, okay.
China, 14 gold medals!
All right, that's cool.
Japan, 13 gold medals!
You want to keep it down a little bit, it's early. Oh, that's kind of scary. All right, guys. Thanks. Yeah. Every morning at about this time, the heavy metal count. The actual news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next, and a fight of the local foods. If you had to make a choice, which would it be? Chili dog? Or wings.
How does you're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Oh no, not this again.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
We dug this one up from chili the vault, dog. Did we?
Sucking on a chili dog.
Happy National Chili Dog Day. And we did a little Jack and Diane thing, the corn tunes, a couple of years ago, and we got this back. You can sing along if you
chili
want.
Dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
I actually like it because it's silly and stupid. But we did dig it up for National Chili Dog Day. And as you heard at the top of the hour, coming out of the news. Yeah, two American kids sucking on a chili dog. And then there's chicken wings. How could you have the same national holiday on the same day? National Chili Dog Day and National Chicken Wing Day. Shouldn't you have to decide which is more important? I think so. So we posted it up on the Facebook page this
Tommy
morning.
Tommy likey. Tommy want wingy.
No, Tommy don't like wingies.
Tommy likey.
Stop it.
Tommy want wingy.
Tommy boy. Anyway, I prefer chili dogs. I'm going to tell you straight up. Chili dogs. I grew up on Abe's Chili Dogs in South Wilkes-Barre. Still the best hot dog, bar none. Even if you don't get the meat sauce on it or chili or whatever they want to call it. I do love me an Abe's dog with chili and onions, ketchup and mustard. Boom. I'm telling you. I'd take a chili dog. I'm not even a hot dog fan, but I would take a chili dog any day. I remember my daughter went away to college. The first time I visited her, there was one of those Sonics nearby campus. Dad, we got to get these chili dogs. They're the best in the world. I thought it was the worst, but I didn't want to tell her because she was so excited. I think she was excited because they're like footlongs. So it's like getting two chili dogs in one big bun. But nonetheless, I'm a chili dog fan. Now, here's my thought on chicken wings.
Tommy likey. Tommy want wingies.
No, Tommy does not want wingies. I think, and you can make fun of me on this. I'm okay with it. I think they're too much work. I mean, really. I have emceed chicken wing eating contests. And when I see those people eat, I think, wow, they're making easy of it. You know what I mean? They just put the whole thing in their mouth and then they come out with a bone with not a speck of like grease, meat, skin, sauce, nothing on it. They just pull the bone out of their mouth. I don't do that. I get it all over my fingers, then it gets in my mustache and my goat, and I got, like, stuff dripping down my shirt. I'm just not a wing guy. I think they're too much work for such a little piece of food. You may disagree. Here's your chance to go on the 94KX Facebook page and let us know. Chili dog or wings? Central PA needs to speak up now. And here's your chance. So go for it. Morgan in the Morning, still to come, birthday buddies in a viral comedy that will have you laughing. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
And it's just about 7:30, and you know what time that is.
It's almost time for birthday buddies.
Very good. Lynn Hall is joining me again because we started by stealing her out of the studio. Now she actually enjoys it.
Yes, I do. I just come in of my own free will now. So. Okay.
At least that's what it said in the memo. You can, I don't know.
What's in the memo? Yeah.
Lynn really enjoys it. Please invite her in more, it said. So I said, sure.
Okay.
We like to do some TV screen, movie screen, and musical birthdays first. Danger Mouse is 44 years old today. Okay. And I just like saying that because some of us change our names for work reasons, but I don't know if I'd ever change mine to Danger Mouse, especially when I'm 44 years old.
But anyway.
Well, how do we know Danger Mouse? From Gnarls Barkley.
Oh,
wait, how do we know Gnarls Barkley?
Oh, good grief.
I'm telling you, it's crazy.
I remember when.
Yeah, Gnarls Barkley, which I thought was always a great name for a band, if you called him a band, because of Charles Barkley.
Yes.
The famous basketball player.
Absolutely.
But Danger Mouse was the genius behind that band.
Okay. Well, good.
And then there were simpler names, like Boys to Men. Wanya Morris, one of the boys, now very much a man, 48 years old today.
Okay, now very much a man, yes.
If they're still touring, do they have to change their name? That's what I'm wondering.
Men to Men. That doesn't make sense.
Men to Geriatrics?
That might be a thing.
We might be onto something.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Now, here's one you'll really like, Lynn, or as I'd like to say, here's one you'll really like. Here we go. That voice.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee is 68 years old today.
Wow. Didn't realize that.
And he still sings the same way, like he hasn't lost a lick.
No, he sounds the same.
That's amazing because the voice is totally different anyway.
It is.
So on the screen, Roz Kelly is 78 years old today.
Any more fighting here, all right?
Come on. Remember Pinky Tuskegee?
Indeed.
You think that I, the fans, can break the tradition by putting a woman in a derby? I mean, you know what I'm saying. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I do not know what you're saying.
That's because pink is fuzzing your brain.
Yeah, I haven't examined for hanging around with you, boy.
Well, so much for that make-out scene. It didn't last that long.
No.
Roz Kelly, who played Pinky Tuscadero, is 78. And Tony Sirico, who played Paulie Walnuts in The Sopranos.
Love him.
He's like 80 years old today, but I couldn't find any audio without cussing.
It was suitable for everyone's ears. It was kind of blue. A little blue.
You know, my dad used to say that.
Mom says that all the time.
Used to say, don't be so blue.
Don't be so blue.
Okay, sorry, Dad.
I'm not sad. Oh,
all right. It's that time for
birthday buddies.
Yes, it is. Amanda Crist from Shamokin is 39 today.
Amy Newhart from Sunbury, 46.
Amy Raker is 47 today.
Andrew Rye from Middleburg is 34.
Happy birthday to Anthony Yetter from Middleburg. He's 38.
Carol Long from Sunbury, 62 today.
Oh, wow. Carrie Davister is 45. Happy birthday.
Jeff Holman is 53.
And Katie Kappen from Sunbury, 41 years old today.
And Kelly Hottenstein, or is it Hottenstein? I'm probably saying it wrong.
I think it's Hottenstein. She's a buddy of mine. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. She's 49. She's from Sealand Grove today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to Larry Hess from Freeburg, 67.
And Lindsay Kessler. I don't know. I was going to call her some other name. Lindsay Kessler from Milton is 36 today.
Lindsay Shively of Glen Arne is 38, otherwise known as Glen Iron.
Yeah. Michelle Crosser from Sunbury, 55. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Happy birthday to Nicole Ferry of Sunbury, 32.
Susan Stodder from Northumberland, 52 today.
And Tiffany Fossey is 33 today. Those are the... Oh, There's still Pinky Tuscadero video up on the screen.
Is it still going on, Eric?
I was a little distracted.
You were a little lax in that. Taking care of that audio cut.
Pinky has very little clothing on in this scene.
That's why you didn't turn it off.
Shut the monitor down, will you, please?
Please turn it off.
Yeah, if you have a birthday, call it in on the Ford Fun Line. It's always open during the morning show. You can use the 94KX Facebook page or go ahead and text using the keyword birthday. Every day at about this time, you know what it is, Lynn.
It's birthday buddies.
On 94KX, stay with us. 94.1 WQKX. The news is next, followed by sports and AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
Hey! I'm on the radio. Yeah.
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone.
Hey, I thought I was Mr.
Microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio.
Excuse me, I'm the voice.
There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around.
Hello.
Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, okay. Good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Cool.
You can broadcast in mono or with four radios in stereo.
Yeah. Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
They do? I don't have one of those.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. And for only $12.88, they really make great Christmas gifts.
The man made great Christmas gifts and household gifts for years. We say goodbye today to Ron Popeil, the inventor of Mr. Microphone. He passed away at the age of 86, but he did so much more than Mr. Microphone. How about the Chop-O-Matic back in 1959? The Chop-O-Matic. What a great name. Only to be outdone years later by the Veg-O-Matic.
Introducing Popeil's amazing Veg-O-Matic 2. New improved cutting rings make food cutting easier than ever. Ooh. Saves you time by slicing whole potatoes in only one stroke.
One
Turn
stroke?
Turn whole onions into zesty thin slices for delicious hamburgers.
Ooh.
Turn the dial. Slices are automatically thicker.
That's
dial
cool.
From slice to dice. Fast, easy, and sliced onions become diced by the panful. Over 11 million original Veg-O-Matic sold. They must be good. Make everybody's favorite golden French fries.
Oh!
Hundreds in just minutes.
Minutes!
Popeil's improved Veg-O-Matic 2, a great gift idea. Only $9.95.
And then I saw the other day, and it was a coincidence because it was before the passing of the great Mr. Popeil. Someone posted on Facebook a picture of this gizmo, and they asked if anybody knew what it was. Well, us of the upper demographic know exactly what it was.
It's the fishing invention of the century. There's never been anything like it. Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. Men, women, youngsters can cast almost like experts the very first time. Small enough to fit in glove compartment, backpack, any travel bag, or even in your pocket. And Pocket Fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box. Flip up the special DuPont nylon rod and you're ready to fish anytime. And boy, does it catch fish.
Does
you
it?
You can even hang it on your belt.
I never caught any fish.
Or amateur will love Popeil's Pocket Fisherman. It's rod, reel, line, bobber, hook, the whole thing. Yes, it's fishing fun for the whole family and only $19.95.
Ron Popeil. Rest in peace at the age of 86. Oh, if you didn't recognize his name, Ronco was the name of the company. And in case you're wondering how much money Mr. Popeil made on these inventions, collectively, $200 million. Wow. Morgan in the Morning on the way, a viral comedy you're not going to want to miss. And we'll check our Facebook post today. Chili dogs or wings? Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Here it is, the song you've been waiting for. Okay, maybe not. As a matter of fact, we don't even know if this is legit. In other words, there's a video available for the song. The artist's name is... I'm looking at her right now, and she makes me laugh. Sarah Brand is her name, and the song is called Red Dress. And is this a real song? I don't know. I don't know. What? Oh, my. Okay, so the video is shot inside a church. I guess this girl's getting married, and everybody's smiling at her. But what they don't know is she'd rather be wearing a red dress. And it gets pretty naughty. Let's put it this way. She's dancing up and down the aisles, something you don't do in a church. And yeah, so it's called red dress. I know you can't look at it now because you're getting ready to go to work or you're driving to work, but please Google it later, because the only thing dumber than the video is how bad she sings. All right, enough.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, my. WQKX. News is next, and stupid news next hour, or as we call it, and there it is.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
A TikToker reveals how the Houston, Texas airport reduced their baggage claim complaints, it's not easy to say, down to zero. It's all about the timing.
The Houston airport in Texas was experiencing an extraordinary amount of complaints regarding the baggage claim wait times. So the executives reduced the waiting time down to 8 minutes, but despite that, the complaints still persisted. Upon further investigation, they found out that it only took passengers 1 minute to walk from their arrival gate to baggage claim, and then 7 more minutes for their luggage to arrive, which meant that 88% of their time was spent standing around doing nothing. So the airport came up with a clever solution. They moved baggage claim as far as possible, so now it took passengers 6 times longer to get to it. Complaints dropped to nearly zero.
There it is! Mr. Hare, meet Mr. Tortoise. I wonder who's going to win the race every time.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Still to come, Tom's top list of the day, the top 5 things we're asking about the Olympics. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, we're going to use the music, are we? Okay. That's okay. It's time for Tom's top list of the morning. Today, it's a top 5. The top 5 questions being asked of the Olympics. Whether they Google or whatever, that's where we got our stats. Number 5, how deep is the Olympic pool or diving pool? Well, the swimming pools in Tokyo are about 10 feet deep. The diving pools are 10 to 15 and even up to 16 for the high dives. There you go. Question number 4, why isn't LeBron James playing basketball for the USA in the Olympics? He's got several injuries. He decided to opt out. Number 3, why is Russia now called the ROC? That was a question I actually Googled because I was like, what is the ROC? Well, if you remember, and maybe you don't, Russia was banned from the Olympics because of blood doping. So the athletes themselves decided to form a team and compete in the Olympics under the name Russian Olympic Committee, ROC. That's pretty cool. Number 2, why does one volleyball player always have a different color jersey? They're the only player that can sub in or replace another player in the back row. Pretty cool. I knew it wasn't goalie. I was just kind of wondering. I don't know. But that question was on my mind. And here's one I've asked a long time and never had an answer for. The number 1 question asked of the Olympics, why do the divers take a shower after each dive? Well, you might think it was to wash the chlorine off. No, it's to prevent injuries. The pool is so cold that it can make you cramp up. That's why they take a warm shower between dives. Tom's top 5 list from the Olympics. We'll talk Nifty Kids coming up and Knoebels. and news, sports, and weather next. It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
What a good time yesterday at Knoebels. Thank you to our friends at Knoebels for setting us up with Pavilion L right in front of the roller coaster, the Impulse Coaster, so we could have our nifty 50 kids party. And what a good time. Kids are adorable. I just love talking to the kids and the parents and hanging out. And thanks to Dunkin' Donuts for kind of giving the kids a little sugar treat to get them ready for the rest of the day. Thanks to Knoebels for the 4 p.m. sundowner passes so they could grab some rides and some food. That was pretty cool. And, of course, thanks to all of our sponsors. This whole gig, this whole month long, presented by Oberdorf's Carpet and Flooring. And they gave out these giant Cooper dogs. I don't know if you've seen them. Go to our Facebook page and check it out. They're big stuffed dogs, and honest to God, they look real, okay? And we gave two of them away by random drawing yesterday to Parker Hughes and Sawyer Frank. Two totally cool names. Two totally cool kids. They won the Parker dogs. Big stuffed dogs, probably about 4 feet tall. I don't know. Anyway, rumor has it, there's one stuffed Parker dog to give away the last day of Celebrate Kids, which is tomorrow morning right here during a Flashback Friday. So moms, dads, whether your kids entered the Nifty 50 and were of the 50, or whether you just got nifty kids, great kids, all right? Why is somebody calling me on my cell phone? Anyway, whether you got great kids that were in on this or not, you're still eligible to win the last Parker dog tomorrow. Okay, what else? Oh, yes, and thank you to Pennsylvania Mentor for donating a laptop. And that lucky kid was Caleb Jackson. All the kids, I feel, were lucky. All the kids were winners. All the kids are nifty 50. And then we took a group picture with the free sunglasses we gave out. That picture is just adorable. Check it out on Facebook. This thing we call Celebrate Kids just keeps getting better and better and better. Thank you to all of our sponsors who are with us all month long. We'll talk more about those great sponsors tomorrow morning during a Flashback Friday, and another chance for you to win with Oberdorf's and 94KX. Not bad, huh? Coming up, we'll close the show with a special goodbye to a special musician. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chad Evans coming up next, Mark Stevens this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. Keep responding to our Facebook question of the morning. It's National Chili Dog Day, and it's National Wing Day on the same day, which is wrong. If you had to choose one, which one would it be? So far, Central PA loves their wings. So keep that vote going. We'll revisit it tomorrow morning. How's that? Before we wrap up, we say goodbye to ZZ Top bassist Dusty Hill. He died yesterday at home at the age of 72. The band released a statement, said, "We are saddened by the news today about the passing of our compadre, Dusty, at home in Houston, Texas. You will be missed, amigo." Signed, Frank and Billy. We'll pay tribute to Dusty Hill tomorrow morning on Flashback Friday. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.